Hey, today's daf is daf Zion. So we got to the very last line of Vav Amid Beis. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ika Brei de Rav Ami, and he says, V'azu l'tamayu. And they go according to the reasoning. So what were we talking about? So yes, we were talking about machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda with regards to the shear of the Isser Sicha, whether it's a Kazayis or a Kalshu. We spoke about regarding the Melachim and the Kohanim, that when it came to Melachim and the Kohanim, whether or not after he's already, a Melach and a Kohen Gadol were anointed through the Shemen HaMishcha. But that was allowed. But now that they're Melech and a Kohen Gadol, if one were to go ahead and rub oil on them, would there be an Isser or not? And Rabbi Meir felt that, he said which way? He said, you're chai for that. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you're pater for that. So what's his so that machlok is about whether or not you're chai for putting Shemen HaMishcha and a Kohen Gadol and a Melech. It connects to a different machlokus, explains Rav Ika, and that's as follows. The Tani, the Brisa says, going on to Daf Zayin and Aleph now, the Gemara says, Bas Kohen Shenisseis LeYisrael. I'm a Bas Kohen. And she gets married to Yisrael. So now she loses her Kuna status somewhat. She eats Chuma. So we know Bas Kohen can eat Chuma, but when she gets married to Yisrael, she's no longer allowed to eat Chuma. So when she eats Chuma, she's Mishalemesh Es HaKeren. She pays the Keren. Vein Mishalemesh Es HaChomesh. But she doesn't pay Chomesh. Normally when a person eats chuma when they shouldn't, a zar eats chuma, they have to pay not only the keren but also the chomesh. But since she's not really a zar, because she started off her life as a bas kohen, she does not need to pay the chomesh like a typical zar. And moreover, misasa b'sreifa, if she were to be mezana, she gets sreifa. A bas kohen who's mezana, she's sreifa. Now even when she gets married to Yisrael, she still retains her status of kuna, and the result would be a sreifa. If, however, this Bas Kohen marries someone who's possible to her, such as a Chalal and a Sin or a Mamzer, where now she loses her Kuna status entirely, she's Mamish Nischalel, then in that situation, if she eats Chuma, she's Mishalemes, Karen Vechomesh, she does pay the Chomesh because she lost her Kuna, and Misasa Bechenek, if she's Mezana, she would get Chenek. That's all Divrei Rabbi Meir, where he holds again that even if she married, she does retain a certain level of status, a certain Kedusha of Kuna. They say no. Achazu v'achazu, both cases, whether or not they marry Yisrael, whether she marries a psul, the din is mishalemes akaren v'eino mishalemes zachomesh. She doesn't pay the chomesh regardless, even if she marries a psul. Umisasa b'seif and ozav, she's mizana, even if she's married to someone who's psul. The din is she would get sreifa. Why? What's the reason? So the explanation is because in order to be chai v'chomesh, you have to be a zar mitchilasa ad sofer, from the beginning of her life to the end of her life. And since the first half of her life she was considered a bas kohen, even though now she might be a zara, that's not chai v'chomesh. She has to be mitchilasa ad sofer. So Remeir is the one who holds by the kohen gadol and a melech. Even though they are using from the Shemen HaMishcha, since they were not considered a zar from beginning of life to the end of the life, they're not the violation of using the Shemen Mishcha. You have to have mitchilaso v'ad sof. And that's the connection of this machlokus of the din of Bas Kohen to that of a melech and a kohen god. Gemara now makes a small comment here. Amar of Yosef, machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir above about the shear of placing Shemen HaMishcha, whether it's Kedayis or Kolshu, that's only with regards to Menasina Shemen HaMishcha, by placing on Shemen HaMishcha, u'bishinui d'shanina, like all the explanations and the reasonings we said earlier. Aval, this is in contrast to Nesina d'Alma. It says that the word Nesina in general, for example, by Lo Yitein Ale, Lavona, Kichat Asu, not placing a Lavona, a completely different discussion, Divya Kol Pagadayas. Meaning, in general, the word Nesina implies a Shir Kazayas. This Machlokas is only regards to Shemen HaMishcha, that according to some, it would even be a Kolshu. But that's a special exercise custom. Gemara now says Gufa. We said in yesterday's daf, Tana Kama Derbi Elazar, that Kol Shiyeshta Besach, Yeshe beval yisach, v'chol she'ena besach eno beval yisach. So when placing oil in the Shemen HaMishcha on someone else, there's an iser nesina, but it's only true if you're placing it on someone who is also aser of using it on his own right. So we said if one were to put Shemen HaMishcha on a goy, would not violate the iser, since of a goy on his own, he's not warned. The iser of sichas Shemen HaMishcha is not one of the seven mitzvah b'nei noach. And since he's not bebal balsach, he does not bal yisach, he's not subject to receiving the Shemen HaMishcha, I won't be in violation if I put Shemen HaMishcha on a guy. So in response to this, Amr Lay, Shapir Kamris, what you said was very good, it makes sense, the logic makes sense, but also it's a drasha. Because the Pasuk says, Lo Yisach Ksiv. The Pasuk is written with two yuds, which sound, it looks like Yisach, and it's read as Kari Bey Lo Yasich. So there we have, in the Kriya Ksiv, it implies both the one who is enjoying the Hana and the one who's putting the Hana on, and therefore you have to have the two of them work with each other. The Gemara then says, Tani Rav Hanani Kami de Rava. They taught a brayso in front of Rava, Minayin le Kohen Gadol shenatol mishemen hamishcha shal rosho. Kohen Gadol takes some oil of shemen hamishcha that's on his head, and Nasan al bnei Me'av, he puts it on his stomach or part of the body somewhere. Minayin shuchayv, how do you know he's chayv for the isser of putting shemen hamishcha on the body? Shenemar al besar adam lo yisach. Meaning, even though the Kohen Gadol was allowed to be anointed, he was supposed to be anointed with Shemen HaMishcha on his head, like you, that was the din, but then to take it from there and put it on any part of the body, that would be a violation of Al Basar Adam Lo Yisach. So Amar Le Rav Acha Berei De Rav Le Rav Ashi Ma'ishna Beha. How does that differ from the following brayso when it comes to Shemen of Truma? We were talking about Shemen HaMishcha, but we have a case by Shemen Truma where this is allowed. She says in the case, Kohen Shesach B'Shemen Shal Truma, a Kohen who rubs oil all over his skin from Truma, which he's allowed to. The Kohen's allowed to have Truma and eat the Truma, use the Truma. So he now rubs oil all over his body and he's moisturizing his skin and his hair and everything. And then he's got his Ben Bito, he's got his granddaughter who comes over, who's a Yisrael. Because the Kohen's daughter, Bas Kohen, married Yisrael. So now that makes the granddaughter Yisrael. So the Ben Bita Yisrael comes over and gives her grandpa a big hug. And Miss Agavo, and some of the oil gets onto her now. So now is she, as a Yisrael, in violation of getting Hana from Shemen Shel Truma? And the Gemara says, the Brayos says, Ve'eino Choshev, not concerned, that's allowed. So how come by Shemen Truma, we say you're allowed to get Hana, even once it's been used for the initial person. But by the Shemen Mishcha, we say no. Once a Kohen Gadol gets a Hana from the Shemen Mishcha on his head, he may not use it for other parts of the body, and certainly not for other people. So what's the difference between Shemen HaMishcha and Shemen Truma? To which the Gemara answers, Amar Lei, Hasam with regards to Truma, Tez in the Pasuk, Umesubo, Ki Chalaluhu, those who get Hana from Truma when they shouldn't, should die. Ksiv, Kevin de Chalale, Ha'itachel. But one who is used, then becomes Chala. One who does misuse, or not even only misuse, but even one who uses it properly, once it's been used once, it's considered Chalal, and may be used afterwards for whatever you want. So since the Shemen Shel Truma was used by the Kohen in a permissible way, now that's called Chalal. One to use it, anybody else could benefit from it afterwards. As opposed to, about Gabi Shemen HaMishcha, Ksiv the Pasuk says, Ki Nezer Shemen Mishchas Elokov Alav, Ki Nezer Shemen HaMishcha Kari Rachman, the Torah calls it Shemen HaMishcha, De'af Agav De'isa Alav, Lo Itachel. Even though it was placed, Ki Nezer, even though it was placed on the person, and Shemen HaMishcha, it still retains its chalos of being Shemen HaMishcha even after the fact, and therefore, even after the Kohen Gadol uses it for his head, he may not use it for any other part of the body. The Torah tells us that it remains Shemen HaMishcha even after its use. That's the difference. Okay, back to the mission. The Gemara quotes from the mission in the beginning that Al Elu Chayavim Al Zadon Akaris V'Chulu. So we had a whole list in the Mishnah, listing the 36, and we said, oh, these are Chayav and Karis, and the Mishnah added, and Vashkagas Chatas, one who violates the 36 mentioned Daveros, the Shogeg, it brings a carbon Chatas, and also the Mishnah said, V'alo Hoda Shalahem Ashim Taloi. If one was unaware, or he wasn't sure whether he violated Daver, he brings Ashim Taloi. And then the Mishnah concluded, I'm reading this all outside, Chut Min Amitame Mikdash V'Kadash. So Gemara now wants to know, what does that mean, chutz? What's different about chutz mi what? So Gemara says, katani, chutz mi mitame mikdash v'kadashav, except for mitame mikdash v'kadashav. What's the exception? Does it mean these are not chayv and kares? Does it mean these are not chayv and ashram tali? What is it chutz from? So the Gemara elaborates, from what is it? What is it being excluded from? And the Gemara answers, hachi katani. It's excluding it from the din of Ashram Tale. Meaning all the other 36 krisos, if one does a bishogeg, is chayv karis, chayv chatas rather, and if he wasn't sure, he brings an Ashram Tale. But the exception is, metami mikdash v'kadashav, if he wasn't sure if he was metami mikdash v'kadashav, those do not bring an Ashram Tale. So Gemara says, so how come it only lists Mitame Mikdash V'Kadashav? I have another example that doesn't bring Ashram Talay. The Nisne Nami, Chutz Mi Misha Avar Alav Yom HaKippurim, She'ein Mevi Ashram Talay. There's a din, if a guy owes an Ashram Talay, and he doesn't bring it, and now he goes to a Yom Kippur is over, he actually is he's exempt from bringing an Ashram Talay. So just like Mikdash V'Kadashav, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav is pater from an Ashram Talay, we should say, and Misha Avra Lav Yom HaKippur is also pater from an Ashram Talay, if we're trying to give examples of those who are pater from Ashram Talays. And the Gemara says, no, there's a difference between a Metame Mikdash V'Kadashav to a Misha Avra Lav Yom HaKippur. What's the difference? So Amar Reish Lakish, Ki Katani, when we said the Din of Mishnah, Hecha the Isa Lechata, Rachman Pashe. Now we're talking about a case where a person schived to bring a carbon, but the Torah exempted him. A guy who's metame mikdash v'kadashav really violated a chait. He's just not sure. So the Torah says that you don't need to bring a ashram talay even though there's a chait. But as opposed to avar lav yom kippur less lechata de kakapile. Once he went to Yom Kippur, there's not even a chait to speak of. Yom Kippur wiped him clean, and that's a completely different fundamentally why he's pater from an ashram talay, and that's why Yom Kippur was not on the same list as a mikdash, as a metame mikdash v'kadash. Rabbi Yochanan gives a different answer than the Reish Lakish. He says b'mivayit. When a person mevai, which means to kick, the guy's up against, he's rebelling against Yom HaKippurim, he's denying Yom Kippur working for him, the Kamer, he says, Ein Yom HaKippur mechaper. The guy says, Yom Kippur doesn't work. So, Di Hader Bey, Bas Yom HaKippurim, Bay Lasoy Ashram Talay. When a guy rejects the relevance, the effect of Yom HaKippurim, then Yom Kippur won't even work. So, if Reuven's chayv in Ashram Talay, and he says, Yom Kippur is not mechaper anything, mechaper the Ashram Talay, if he rejects it, then Ein Hachanami Yom HaKippurim won't wipe away clean the Ashram Talay, and he would have to bring Ashram Talay even after Yom HaKippurim, and that's why it wasn't listed in the Mishnah, because not every case of Misha Ava Yom HaKippurim will result in an Ein Mevi Ashram Talay. Reish Lakish, Savar, why didn't Reish Lakish answer this way, Rabbi Yochanan, of a case of Mivayit? Because Reish Lakish, Savar, Mivayit Nami Mechaper Aleha Yom HaKippurim. Reish Lakish is much more make with regards to Kapara, that even those who reject the effect of Yom Kippur will still experience a Kapara and not have to bring an Ashram Talay afterwards. And that's why he had to explain his fundamental difference between a Misha Avral of Yom HaKippurim to a Mitame Mikdash V'Kadashav. And the Gemara now says, this machlokis here, between Reish Lakish and Yochanan, it's really bepluksa, it's a machlokis of ha-omer lo yiskaper li chatasi. If a guy says, that my carbon chatas is not going to be mechaper me, Abai Amar, ain't mechaperis. A guy is able to reject the effect of the kapar. And Rav Amar, no, mechaperis, it does work. Even if a guy rejects the chatas, it's still going to be mechaperis. Just like Reish Lakish says, even if the guy is mevayit Yom Kippur will still be mechaper the guy. So this machlokis is about Babaya and Rava, Babaya Karvan Chatas, is parallel to the machlokis between Reish Lakish and Yochanan about the kapara of Yom HaKippur. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hey, Chadamar lo sikrav, when the guy says, don't bring a carbon for me, I don't want you to bring a carbon for me. The chul yama lo pligi de lo mechaperis. There everybody agrees the carbon will not work. Because the chsiv in the pasuk right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, it says Yaakov also lirtsono. He has to have rotsam. The guy says ainu rotsa. I don't want. So then you can't force the carbon to be brought on his behalf. That certainly doesn't work. Ki pligi. When is there machlokas between Rav and Abaye? Is damar tikrava lo tichaper. He agrees to say bring the carbon on my behalf, but he says I don't want to get kapara through that. So there's a rotsam, but he's rejecting the kapara. That's the machlokas, because Abai Amar ain mechaperis de ha'amar lo techaper. He says, I don't want the kapar. Do me a favor. Get rid of it. So he has the ability to do that. Rav Amar mechaperis. Why? Kevin damar tikrava kapar mimela asa. You can't prevent that happening. You have no rights to what goes on in Shemaim in the Elyonim about your neshama and your aveiros and your kapara. Once you allow the carbon to take place, mimela the kapara comes against your will and you have no way to prevent it from coming. So that's the machlokas between Rav and Abai. So Havdebe Rava, then Rava retracted and says, Kedetanya, he brought a brisa to prove really like the sheet of Abaye that a person can reject Kapara. Kedetanya, Yachal Yehe Yom HaKippur Mechaper Al Shavim. One might think Yom Kippur is Mechaper on those who do tshuva, and also the Al She'en Shavim, even those who don't do tshuva, Yom Kippur should be Mechaper for the entire world, regardless of whether they did tshuva. That's what one would think. V'dinu, and this makes sense as well, because hol v'chatas v'ashem mechaperin Yom HaKippur mechaper, so ma chatas v'ashem ein mechaperin el al ha-shavim, so just like chatas v'ashem only works if a guy is doing a beratzim, he does tshuva, so too, by extension, af Yom HaKippurim ein mechaper el al ha-shavim, so based on this braisa, only if a person says, I want that to be kapara, does it work. But once you say, you don't want kapara, even a rebel will agree, ein mechaperis. Where is this low? Not true. This braisa is incorrect. Because im amris bechatas v'asham, if you want to say bechatas v'asham there, we understand why the prerequisite is you have to do tshuva. Shein mechaprin ala mezid kashogi. Because the other chumras bechatas v'asham, that it's not mechaper on a mezid like a person in the b'shogeg, the different levels of kapara. So chatas v'asham only works on a shogeg, but doesn't work on a mezid. But Tomer, you're going to say the same thing. Yom Kippur, the kapar is much more expansive. Yom Kippurim, shemechaper lemezid kashogeg. A guy did a vera b'shogeg, or the guy did a vera b'mezid. Both of them are worthy of kapara. So just like it's mechaper and shogeg and mezid, so it is mechaper. Hol mechaper lemezid b'shogeg, mechaper al shavim al sheina shavim. It should also work for even those who don't do tshuva. That's all in the Havamina. And the Gemara says Tamalomer ach chalak. The Pasuk is ach be'esel cholesh, that there's a chilek, even though based on Svar it makes sense that Yom Kippur should be mechaper even al ha she'ena shavim. The Pasuk says ach that no, Yom Kippur is not mechaper for everyone. There's a line that we draw. What a line! Yom Kippur is only mechaper on the shavim, but it's not mechaper on the einan shavim. In which case, Rava turns out like Abai, that a person who says lo yiskaper lichatasi, we say einu mechaperis. Say again. This Gemara is saying it's only true of one who did tshuva, so
what's the
Tzuma Sheyom
do then? According to this Gemara, it doesn't bring us
to the Tzuma Sheyom sounds like even one who doesn't do tshuva, right? I don't remember. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't address it here. I think there's a later Gemara that does address it actually in Masechus Krisos, to what I recall. Or I look at the Gemara in Shavuos, I don't remember. The first paragraph talks about this as well. I don't remember. So then the Gemara says, "My shavim sheino shavim." Elema, if you're going to tell me, so how do you define a person who does tshuva, and how do you define a person who doesn't do tshuva? Elema, if you're going to tell me, b'shavin shavin shogeg lo shavin v'mezid, one's on purpose, one's by accident. Hakatani, we already have. That's a separate category. It says in the Brisa, lo imra amrit b'chatas v'ashim v'chulu, and it goes on to say mezid kashogeg. So mezid kashogeg is not aligned with shavin v'ein and shavin. So how do you define these terms? So ella ki ha de ula. It must be like what Ula said, and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, quoting from Rabbi Yochanan, achal chela v'hifrish karma. V'heimer daso, v'chazer bo. So a guy eats chaylev, which is a chiv kares, and he did it b'shogeg, so it's chay v'chatas. And he separates the carbon chatas. And then before bringing the carbon chatas, he's heimer daito. He becomes a mumar. He goes off the derech. He rejects the Torah. And chazer bo, then he does tshuva, and now he wants to bring that same carbon. That carbon's still alive, is still well. Ho v'nidcha yidcha. Once this individual was puzzle, he was nidcha from bringing a carbon, so to that carbon itself was nidcha, and you have to bring a new carbon. So Gemara says, nihi de idcha carbon, granted that the carbon itself had been rejected, it wasn't roy anymore, and therefore puzzle of the mizbeach, regards the person, gavra bar kaparhu, but the person himself is bar kapara, and therefore,
He'd
be bar kapara, and therefore what?
Not the next
Yom Kippur. So therefore the next Yom Kippur he could get kapara for it. How does it answer the question though?
On this Yom Kippur, but still he can.
No, I understand that. How does it answer this question though? Here, shavim ein shavim. Not sure. Let's see. So then the Gemara says, so Ella shavim vish damar yichaper alai chatasi vish ein shavim damar lo sechaper alai chatasi. Must be that how you define shavim versus ein shavim. Shavim is where a guy says I want the tshuva, I want the chatas to serve as my kapara, and shein shavim I say my kapara, I don't want to get kapara from this chatas. And Shema Minas, so we learn from here that there is a chiluk, and therefore even Rava would agree that if a person rejects the kapar v'chatas, it would be einu mechaperes, and that's how we see from this brisa that Rava retracted like Shitas Abaye. So the Gemara asks the question, Raminhi. So from a brisa that we just said above, that Yom Kippur is not mechaper on in shavim, yachol lo ye Yom Kippur mechaper el al shinis arva shinis anabo v'asab amlocha. The Karabo Mikra Kodesh. So one might think Yom Kippur is only Mechaper in a person who fasts, and he doesn't do any Melacha, and he reads Mikra Kodesh, which means he davens, Keseda Yom Kippurim. But if the guy is Lonisanabo, the guy doesn't fast, V'yasabam Melacha, he does Melacha in Yom Kippurim, V'lokar Mikra Kodesh, he doesn't daven, Yacha, one might think, Lo Yeh Yom Kippur Mechaper, that Yom Kippur shouldn't be Mechaper in such a Rasha. Tamalomar Yom Kippurim Hu Mikol Makom. It's going to work regardless, even for Shem Shavin, even those who don't do the right thing. V'tevayu, and both brises, this brise and the previous brisa, is Stam Sifrahu. It's a Stam Sifra, and which is authored by Rabbi Yehuda. The Kashin Hadade. So there's a stira. What is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? Can Yom Kippur mechaper on the Einum Shavim or not mechaper on the Einum Shavim? And comes along Amr Abai explains, Lokasha, there is no contradiction. Ha Rabbi Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Aliba the day. One is Rabbi quoting Rabbi Yehuda, and one is Rabbi in his own opinion. The Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Kol Averish Shebatorah, Bein Asa Tshuva, Bein Lo Asa Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper. Whether God did Tshuva or not do Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper. That sheet is Rabbi, and that's the Brisa, the second Brisa that we brought, Chutz, with the exception of Mipark, all a person who rejects all the mitzvahs, that Yom Kippur won't be mechaper, that person. Umegal panim haTorah, a guy who rejects all of the Torah. And Mefer Bris Bas, a person who rejects the Bris Mila. Shemasa Tshuva, only if he does Tshuva would Yom Kippur mechaper lo. Imlab, if he doesn't do Tshuva on those three items, Ein Yom Kippur mechaper. But outside of those three Averos, Yom Kippur is mechaper even for Einum Shavim, according to the Shita of Rebbe, against the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. Rava answers, Rava Amar, no. Havaha Rebbe, Aliba de Nafshe. Rebbe's talking for himself, and depends. Mo de Rebbe Abaveros Yom Kippurim Gufe, de lo mechaper. The question is whether it's an Avera that took place in Yom Kippur or not. If it's an Avera that took place throughout the rest of the year, and the guy didn't do Tshuva, Yom Kippur is Mechaper for that. But an Avera that took place on Yom Kippur itself, such as he didn't fast, he did Malacha, and he didn't Daven, those Averos, Yom Kippur, would not be Mechaper, according to Rebbe. That's the distinction. If you don't say this, if you're going to really say that Yom Kippur is Mechaper on all Averos, and even in Shavim, Yom Kippur l'Rebbe, So if you're saying Yom Kippur is Mechaper for all Averos according to Rebbe, so then there's never Karis for eating, for violating Yom Kippur. Because if a guy eats, and Yom Kippur is Mechaper for the guy who eats, so there's never Karis for eating Yom Kippur. So it must be that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper when Averos done on Yom Kippur itself, and that's the Karis. Well, this is my kushya. That's not true. I could create a case where a guy does an iser on Yom Kippur and could still get a karis in Yom Kippur. Dilma, David avidase kule laila ubahdi amen shachar meis. That the din of Yom Kippur and mechaper is only during the daytime, but not during the nighttime. So the guy does an iser at nighttime, and Yom Kippur isn't being mechaper at that point. So that's how you can have a guy who dies in Yom Kippur belaila, a veir that took place belaila. So the Gemara says, the Yom Kippur didn't come yet, because it says, Kiva Yom HaZeichaberleichem, only by Yom is the Kapara, not nighttime. So that's how you get a guy who gets Karis for an Isser of Yom Kippur, eating Balayla. So Gemara says, Tinach Karis Delayla. So that makes sense. You could have Karis that takes place from an Aveir Balayla. But Karis Diyamama Heichem Ishkachazla. The Pazik says Karis in different contexts, and it sounds like Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. So how do you find that Pazik says, Be'etzem Yom HaZeh? That even the guy does a Avera by Yom, there's also going to be a Karis. So how do you find that? If Rebbe says Yom Kippur is Mechaper all on all Averos, so if you do something at 10 o'clock in the morning, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So there's no Karis that could ever come about from a Yom Kippur Avera. So Gemara answers, my Kusha, Dilma v'hadde tek'achal nahama chanakte umsa umes. Maybe while the guy was eating, he was eating bread along with umsa, with the meat, he choked and died. So there was never a moment in time to allow Yom Kippur to be mechaper. So the Aveira took place with the mace, the misa, and that's the case of Karis. Inami, again, dilo havi lashalos b'imama dilechaper le. There wasn't time in the day to be mechaper for the Aveira he just did, had done, and therefore he dies, Karis takes place during the actual Aveira. Inami, alternatively, David Avidase Samuch Lishkiyasacham. He didn't Aveira all the way to the end of the day, the last couple seconds of Yom Kippur, where there wasn't any time of Yom Kippur left to be Mechaper. So that was a daytime Kareis from Yom Kippur. Inami, a third suggestion is Bahadi David Avidase Paskemar the Shake. While the guy was doing Malacha, he cut himself in his leg, Umesi died from that. There was no time for Yom Kippur to be Mechaper. This is really like answer one. One was while eating he died, one was while doing Malacha he died, but those are all different answers how there can be a Kareis in Yom Kippur itself. So fine. Now, new topic. Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Chacham Omrim Af Megadif. So Chacham said even the Megadev is something. Now the Mishnah didn't say what Megadev was. Right after the Mishnah had said the exceptions of Metame Mikdash V'Kadashav, I think it was the last line of the Mishnah, it said, or the second to last line, Chacham said, Af Megadev, even Megadev, as it says in the Pasuk, Torah Achas Yelachem, Lo Se Bishkaga, Yas Megadev, She'en Ose Maisa. So there's no action for Maisa, for Megadev. So what exactly is Chacham talking about? Exception from what? There's no Karban, there's no Chatas, what you talk, and there's no Kares. So my Af HaMegadev asks the Gemara. Rabbanan Shamru Leli Rabbi Akiva. Rabbanan heard Rabbi Akiva say the Tani Bal Ov, that Bal Ov is a Chayva Karbon. Velo Tani Yidoni. But they didn't hear Rabbi Akiva say Yidoni as well. Ramu Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, Maishna Delo Maisi Karbon. So how come there's no carbon being brought for Yidoni, that you didn't mention Yidoni, you only mentioned Ov? Because Mishum Delas Be Maisa, there's no Maisa. All you do is you put a bone and you place it in there, it starts to speak on its own, there's no Maisa that really takes place, so that's why you left out Yidoni. So if that's the case, Megadev Nami Les Be Maisa. There's Megadev also, there's no action, it's simply speech. That's what they heard Rabbi Akiva saying, and that's what they were responding to. Don't tell me only Yidoni is off the list, but even a Megadev is off the list, because there is no Maisa, and therefore there shouldn't be a Karbon. The Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa, brings a Machlokas here. Megadev may be Karbon, Hovenem Rabbo Kares, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva holds Megadev, since Megadev has a Karbon attached to it when done b'shogeg, so therefore if done b'mated, it would result in a Kares according to Rabbi Akiva. V'omer, and it says, Cheto Yisa. So unclear what Cheto Yisa means, we'll wait to see the Gemara to explain what's going on here. So Kalahu, is this really true, that this first statement of Rabbi Akiva, that Kolheicha Dechsiv Bekaris, Maisi Karbon, every time this Karis is always a Karbon, these two halachas attached to each other, Karis and Karbon, yeah? V'ha Pesach U'mila Dechsivu Karis, one gets Karis for not bringing these Karim Pesach and not doing a Mila, but yet we know there's no Maisi Karbon, there's no Karbon for one who doesn't do a Mila, one who doesn't do a Karim Pesach, so the two are not attached, Karis and Chathas are not attached to each other. Hachi Kamar. What he means to say, Rabbi Akiva meant to say, is Megadev may be carbon, hol ba bekaris b'makum carbon, tivi Rabbi Akiva. Megadev brings a carbon because since karis, it says karis in place of a carbon. What does that mean? Kesava, Rabbi Akiva holds, migo debay mechtav karis ba'alma, then uksiv karis b'makum carbon, shmamina maisi carbon. So really, it says, it should have said karis in general, but instead it said karis in the context of a carbon. Why? In the context of talking about karbonos, in which parsha, I remember parsha, this is I think in a shlach. So I think in shlach this pasuk is found. It says, Es Hashem Megadev v'nichasa ha-nefeshi mekarev ha-ma. So this is a context of talking about karbonos. Yet, it invokes a karis punishment when talking about Megadev. So we see that the karis is used in place of what a carbon should have been used, and telling us that there's a halacha that carbon is necessary to be brought for violating Megadev b'shogeg. That's the din here. So then the Gemara says, V'omer, we said above this very cryptic statement, V'omer, cheto yisa. After Rabbi Akiva telling us that a Megadev b'shogeg brings a chatas, then he said, and it says, cheto yisa. What do you mean, cheto yisa mean? So asked the Rabbanan, he came to Rabbanan, V'hachi kamer Rabban. Rabban said to him, Mi Savras, do you really hold that the definition of Megadev is Hainu Mevarachas Hashem? Megadev Hainu Ovei Avodah Zarah. So there's a machlokas how to define the term of Megadev. The Pasuk says, Es Hashem Hu Megadev. So we always understand Megadev means when you curse Hashem. You say, Hashem should curse Hashem, whatever the language is. But he says, no, Chum said to Rabbi Akiva, Megadev isn't Mevarachas Hashem. It's Megadev, it's simply Ovei Avodah Zarah. And that's what's going on here. And since it says now, once you establish that, now we have no source by Mevarachas Hashem, about cursing Hashem in general, there is no kares by cursing Hashem. Once you said Megadev isn't cursing Hashem, it's Birchas Hashem is a different iser than Megadev, so we don't have any pasuk that says Birchas Hashem, cursing Hashem is kares. And therefore, since there's no kares by Birchas Hashem, there's no carbon either by Birchas Hashem as well. That's how Chacham argue on Rabbanim. So Ella Karis Mevarachas Hashem Minalan. So that's the case according to Chachamim, who hold Megadev really means Avodah Zarah. And so how do you know that Karis applies to Mevarachas Hashem? Everybody agrees Mevarachas Hashem, cursing Hashem results in Karis. But what's the source of Karis? Once you say Megadev isn't Karis, rather, once you say Megadev, which says Karis in the Pasuk, it says, As Hashem hu Megadev v'nichasa nefeshahi, but once you say Megadev isn't cursing Hashem anymore, So now you have no source in the Torah that cursing Hashem elsewhere has karis. So Gemara says, "Ksiv mivarchas Hashem." It says in the pasuk, "V'naso cheto." It says, "Ish ish ki kal elokav." One who curses Hashem, that's mivarchas Hashem. V'naso cheto. He should carry his sin. Uksiv, it says by Pesach cheto yisa. So now we have a gezer shava mala halon by Pesach kares afkan kares. So to cursing Hashem is kares. But enachanami, according to the chachamim, megadev is not cursing Hashem. Cursing Hashem is aser. Cursing Hashem is a karis, but it's not under, it's not captured in the word megadev. Okay, we'll skip these parentheses now. Gemara now says at the end, before the mission of Tani Rabbanan. As Hashem hu megadev, so when it comes to a person who is megadev Hashem, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, kadam ha-omer l'chaver, a guy who says to his friend, gerafta hakara v'chisarta. So take the tafsha, take the food that's there, and take the plate with it. So kasavar, what that means is megadef is mevarach Hashem hu. You're cursing Hashem. It's so bad that you're like cursing Hashem and all his ways, everything about him. That's what megadef means. Megadef is lashon of megadef is lashon megarif, to grab Hashem and everything with him. That's the violation. It's mevarach Hashem. And Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah Omer, kadem haomer lechavero gerafta hakara lechisarta. No. Megadev means you're cursing Hashem, you're violating Hashem, but you're not really taking away, you're not being mechaser from the plate itself, from Hashem itself, if you will. Kesavar megadev hayinu avodah zarah. Right? Which is a worse sin? Everyone would agree, cursing Hashem is worse than avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is worshiping idols, it's just ignoring Hashem. You're not doing anything to Hashem, you're not attacking Hashem, you're just doing something wrong to avodah zarah. When you're cursing Hashem in his essence. So therefore, cursing Hashem is like taking the plate. It's like really taking the what's holding everything, that's Hashem. And according to Rebbe Elazar, no, Megadev is simply doing Avodah Zarah. You're not affecting Hashem at all. You're not touching the essence at all. It's only like taking the tafshil, but you're leaving the plate alone. You're leaving HaKadosh Baruch alone. And that's the definite machlokas, how to define Megadev. And Tani Idach, the Braisa says, Es Hashem, it says in the Pasuk, Es Hashem hu Megadev, what does it mean Es Hashem? Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Be'ovid Avodah Zarah, Kasim Medaber, and Chacham argue and Omrim, Loba Kasim Elolitein Kares, L'mevarach Hashem. So this is a very important machlokas, whether or not Megadev means Mevarach Hashem or Avodah Zarah, but everybody agrees, whatever Mevarach Hashem is, it definitely leads to Kares, and there's just a question also whether that is results in a carbon when done b'shogeg or not. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now here on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Yesh Mevios Karbon V'Nechal, V'Yesh Mevios Karbon V'Eino Nechal, V'Yesh Sheino Mevios. There are some people, some women, when they're Yoledes, they bring a carbon and they eat the carbon, sometimes eaten by the Kohen rather. Some cases they bring carbonos, but it's not eaten, and sometimes they don't even bring carbonos. So Mevios Karbon V'Nechal, when's a case they bring and eat? Hamapelos Kimin Behema Chayv Of, if the woman miscarries and it's some type of form that looks like an animal, they would bring a carbon and it would be eaten. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chacham argue and say, Omrim, Hache Bo, Mitzuras Adam. No, only if the miscarriage looks like a person would it be chayv in a carbon. If it looks like a behema, there is no chiv carbon for the Chacham. Hamapelas Sandal, the Oshilya, Oshape Merukam, if it gives something comes out that looks like similar to, I don't know, fish or a different amniotic sac and different parts of the skin of the body of the child, and hayotze mechudach, or comes up chopped up, v'chein shivcha shehipila, mevia carbon v'nechal. These are also items that if a woman were to give birth to would also result in a carbon and be eaten by the kohanim. Now, elu mevias v'eino nechal, so following are where carbonos are brought, but they're not eaten, hamapelas v'eino yadu amam hapila. She miscarried, but wasn't sure what came out. That's a suffix, so you bring a carbon, but you don't eat the carbon. Two women who were miscarried, achas mimin pater, achas mimin chova. One gave birth to a cow, and one to a human. And one's chai, one's pater, and they're not sure which is which. So therefore, they bring karbanos, but they don't eat it. And Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says, Eimasai, when is this true? Bizman shahalchu, when they go zel mizrach zel marav. When both women, when they can't bring together, they go in different directions. So then you have to have each one separately bring a karban and eino nechal. Aval im hayu shtein omdos, if they're both standing there together, the base of Mikdash, shtein mevias karban v'nechal, they both could bring, and then they would eat, and the Gemara will explain, as we'll see shortly, that they would make a tanai in order to allow to eat it. And elu, finally, ein mevias, the following are examples where not even a karban is brought. Hamapelos shapir, one who gives birth just to the skin of the vlad, but there are no bones that develop yet. Malei maim, it's full of water. Malei dam, malei geninim, different types of colors, and I don't know, whatever is inside. Hamapels kimin dogim chagav mishkatsim remasim hamapels yom arbaim. One who miscarries something that looks like a fish or much further than a human, an animal. Hamapels yom arbaim. One who miscarries on the day 40 of the creation of the conception of the fetus and the yote dofen as well. These are individuals that do not require bring a carbon yoledes. And Rabbi Shimon argues in the last point mechayev biyote dofen. He does think a yote dofen does require bring a carbon. So the Gemara explains now, Shifcha. Shifcha is one of the examples mentioned in the Mishnah that does bring an Nechel. Minol, how do we know a Shifcha has to bring a carbon yoledes? The Tanur Rabban of the Braisa tells us that B'nai Yisrael, the Ainli, it says Pasuk B'nai Yisrael, Lemor, Isha Kisazriya, that's a Pasuk of the Yoledes, Ainli Ella, B'nai Yisrael, Gioris V'Shifcha B'nain, Tamalomer, Isha, in general, any Isha, whether it's a Shifcha, whether it's a Gioris, they're also Chayvin a carbon yoledes. So my V'chei M'Shifcha, Akum says V'chei M'Shifcha. So the Gemara says that I would have thought whatever a woman's chayiv to do, Eved's also chayiv to keep those same mitzvahs. One might think that's only true of a mitzvah that men and women are equally chayivin. Aval yoledes chebanashim isa banashim lesa yoledes, which is unique to women, emalot chayiv shivcha. Maybe their shivcha shouldn't be chayiv in those mitzvahs. Ahachi tani shivcha. That's why the mission had to specify shivcha as well is on the same list of chayiv to bring carbon yoledes. So then the Gemara says, Eilu mevin carbon, elicit certain items, things that would not result, it would bring a carbon, wouldn't be eaten. And Rabbi Yossi felt in the Mishnah that you bring the two women, if they came together, then you can eat it, even though there's a suffix. So my avdin, so what would they do? Maisu tevai, they would both women, one does chayv a carbon, one's not, we're not sure which is which. So then they both bring a carbon, chad carbon vadai, chad das od safek, umase. They bring one carbon as a olas vadai, and one as a chad das od safek because they're not sure, and they make such a tanai, and this tanai will result in such a thing that they'll allow the carbonos to be eaten. So umi islai the Rabbi Yossi tanai, does Rabbi Yossi really allow tanai to be made? Vatzan, the Mishnah tells us, and it's a Mishnah later on in the Masechta here, that if you have two people who ate fat, one was chaylev and one was shuman, they weren't sure which is which, so they bring a carbon, they make a tanai. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mivin Shnein Chatas Achas, they both, two parties bring one chatas, and they make a tanai. If it was me, I get kabara, if it was you get kabara, great. On that Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi himself says, Omer, Ein Shnei Mivin Chatas Achas. So you can't both bring, because you can't make a tanai. Alma, Rabbi Yossi, less like tanai. He doesn't allow for tanai to be brought when having to bring a carbon. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Modi Rabbi Yossi b'mechusar kapara. V'chein kiyasa rabin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Modi Rabbi Yossi b'mechusar kapara. When it comes to mechusar kapara, there it's actually allowed. When it comes to bringing a chatas, okay, the guy doesn't bring a chatas, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will help the rest. He needs a mechila, so that's fine. But the guy's a mechusar kapara, yoledes, if she doesn't bring a carbon yoledes, she can't enter into the Beis HaMikdash, and she can't eat kachim, she can't eat chuma, she's actually stuck how she's able to function. So since she can function properly, then Rabbi Yossi allows you to make a tanai for yoledes. When it comes to the guy who brings a chatas, it's not going to affect how he functions, and therefore he does not rely on a tanai unless it's completely necessary, just like the case of yoledes. My time, like we just said, because by gavra yadia, by carbon chatas in general, you need to have yadia, you have to have awareness to bring a carbon, a tanai doesn't work. Dichsev o hoda o ilav chataso, hokach lo masinu masi. Therefore, you can't bring a chatas and make a tanai. With respect to the yoledes, ki mai sinan nashim carbon leshirui bachis kachim. The function, the goal is to allow her to eat, and therefore you can make a tanai to allow her to eat. Kitatani sefer dahi, like it says in the end of the Mishnah later on, Rabbi Yossi kochatash shi balachet ein shai mevias also, because you have to have yedias achet, which is different than yoledes. And then the Gemara finishes up before the Mishnah here. Ve'elu shein mevian, Rabbi Shimon Michai biyotze dofen. There's a machlok as whether yotze dofen would require your carbon yoledes or not. So my time with the Rabbi Shimon, how come he says that yoledes yotze dofen is chayiv? Amri shlokish, Amri Krah, the Pasuk says, Vim nikeva se leida, lerabos leida acheres, to imply another yoledes, which is what? Yotze dofen. Then yotze dofen is also subject to a carbon yoledes. Rabbanim respond back and say, my time, I'm Rabbi Mani Bar Patish, Isha, ki sazriya v'yalda, achetele b'makum shemizra'as. Has to be the natural birth, and only in that case you have a carbon yoledes as opposed to a yotze dofen. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow's daf looks a little shorter. Hopefully it will be. And we'll be on good pace.